session of Mantra Yoga. Before I continue, let's pray. Please make use of the following guidelines to optimize your receptivity and derive maximum benefit from this session. Dedicate the next 40 to 50 minutes exclusively for this purpose. If you have children or pets who might interrupt you, please ensure that they are taken care of for the duration of the session. Please turn off your cell phone and avoid texting or checking it during the session. Please sit with your hands on your knees, palms open, facing upwards with your spine comfortably erect, and close your eyes. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax into this exhalation. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, relax even more into this exhalation. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, relax completely into this one. Now please put your hands together in prayer and close your eyes. Repeat after me. Swastiastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiddhatam Dayantu Bhutani Shivam Mito Dhiya Namaschah Bhadram Bhajatad Adokshaje Avishyatam No Matir Api Ahituki. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing Mantra Yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence and always remain in His thought. The significance of sound in our lives cannot be understated. From the way we communicate with one another to the way we are affected by different types of sounds, it plays a crucial role in our daily existence. Whether it be the soothing melodies of music or the grating noise of harsh words, sound has the power to influence our emotions and reactions. While material sounds serve to describe or identify objects and people, spiritual sound holds a deeper meaning. It is not just a representation of something, but the actual essence itself. Through meditation and the practice of spiritual sound, we are able to connect with the true reality of love and bliss. In this show, we will explore the transformative power of meditation through spiritual sound, guiding listeners towards a path of peace, love, and ultimate happiness. Meditation serves as a tool to cleanse our minds and consciousness, allowing us to return to our natural state of eternal happiness. Through meditation, our minds become purified, bringing us inner peace and joy. As we cultivate a mindset of goodness, our consciousness becomes clearer and we enhance our memory, mental strength, and resilience. This newfound mental clarity not only improves our daily functioning, but also contributes to a healthier body and overall well-being. We all crave peace, love, happiness, and joy in our lives. We yearn for a life free from the cycle of birth, illness, aging, and death, and instead desire to live in a state of pure bliss and love. This desire stems from our spiritual nature, as it is our true essence to exist eternally in a state of happiness. However, our current existence is clouded by the limitations of our physical bodies and impure consciousness, leading us to experience suffering and hurt. The theory of meditation will be discussed in the following sessions, but the focus today is on actually starting the practice of meditation. Just as one can read all about the properties of honey, the true pleasure comes from tasting it. Similarly, the benefits of meditation can only be truly understood through regular practice. By incorporating meditation into our daily routine, we will discover a sense of peace and happiness. It is important to follow a legitimate method of meditation that is endorsed by scripture and practiced by genuine spiritual figures. Just as we are provided with air, water, and sunlight for our physical well-being, we are also given the gift of God's holy name for our spiritual nourishment. The scriptures and saints all confirm that the sacred name of God holds the highest power. By simply chanting and listening to this holy name, we engage in the most effective form of meditation. The key is to focus our minds on hearing the divine sound of God's name, despite the wandering nature of our thoughts. Through consistent practice of chanting and listening to the holy name, we can connect with God and experience a sense of peace and joy. All forms of peace, love, and happiness can be found within God's name, satisfying our hearts and diminishing our desire for fleeting pleasures. Ultimately, by tapping into the infinite source of pleasure that is God, we can transcend the temporary and superficial pleasure of the material world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna expresses to Lord Krishna the ever-changing nature of the mind, describing it as fickle. Seeking guidance on how to cleanse and purify the mind, Lord Krishna advises him to engage in meditation and detach oneself from the worldly pleasures. Mirabai, a devout follower of Krishna, cherishes the sacred gift bestowed upon her by her guru, the precious and invaluable holy names of Ram and Krishna. She believed that these names are not mere sounds, but the sense of God Himself, a treasure beyond material value. Love is like a divine force personified in the form of Lord Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Being filled with bliss. In His various pastimes and incarnations, He goes by many names such as Ram, Govind, Gopal, Kesho, Shamsundar, Giridhar, Yashodanandan, Narayan, Vishnu, and more. Each of these names holds a sacred significance, just like how Jesus Christ reveres the name of the Father. The connection between the names of Krishna and Christ highlights holiness and power that each name carries. The mind plays a crucial role in determining our future, as it is the driving force behind our actions. It is a complex entity made up of subtle matter that comes to life through its connection with the soul. Just like how iron heats up and transforms in the presence of fire, our mind becomes active and guides us through our senses of sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. The brain processes information gathered by our senses and sends it to the mind, which then communicates with the soul located in the heart. Our thoughts, emotions, and decisions all stem from the mind, shaping our individual experiences and perspectives. The quality of our mind influences our capabilities, strengths, and weaknesses, highlighting the importance of nurturing and developing a healthy and sharp mind. Observing the diverse mental capacity and abilities of individuals further emphasizes the unique qualities that make up each person's mind. The human mind operates under the constant influence of the three distinct energies known as the modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. These energies blend together in varying degrees within each individual, shaping their thoughts and actions. In contrast, the mode of passion fuels intense desires and relentless pursuit of sense pleasure. This energy often leads to feelings of anxiety and a constant struggle to fulfill one's cravings. When the mode of goodness prevails, the mind is filled with sense of clarity and illumination. Knowledge, happiness, virtue, and positive qualities naturally flourish within the individual. Those predominantly in this mode are known for their peace and self-control. When the mind is consumed by the mode of ignorance, it plunges into a state of despair, confusion, and delusion. This darkness clouds one's consciousness, leading to foolishness and a lack of sharpness. Anger, violence, and deceit become prevalent, alongside false optimism and excessive laziness. In contrast, the mode of goodness brings about heightened focus and a sharp memory. The mode of passion, however, distorts one's thinking through unhealthy sensory experiences. Lastly, the mode of ignorance wreaks havoc on the mind, causing an inability to concentrate, bouts of madness, and a general sense of sluggishness. Our emotions of joy or sadness are a reflection of our mental state and are influenced by our attachments and desires. When we detach ourselves from worldly desires, our mind becomes calm and peaceful. Feelings of happiness, excitement, love, sorrow, jealousy, anger, and despair all stem from the state of our mind, which is affected by our senses, body, and thoughts. By improving the quality of our mind, specifically by embracing the mode of goodness, we can experience peace and contentment. Conversely, if we allow ourselves to be consumed by the modes of passion and ignorance, we will feel restless, dissatisfied, and prone to negative emotions. The dominance of goodness in our mind leads to a heavenly state, while the dominance of ignorance leads to a hellish existence. The human mind is naturally prone to agitation, influenced by both internal and external factors. Some individuals are able to maintain a sense of calm and control over their emotions, while others easily succumb to feelings of anger, sorrow, and despair. In the material world, everything we possess and everyone we hold dear is temporary and will eventually be lost. Instead of dwelling on those inevitable losses, we should focus on finding inner happiness, as it is inherent to our spiritual nature. Our physical bodies lead us to seek pleasure externally, but true happiness can be found by turning inward through meditation and concentration. It is tempting to give in to negative emotions such as lust, greed, and jealousy, but by making a conscious effort to purify our minds, we can gradually become more centered, tranquil, and content. While it may be easy to fall into negative patterns of thinking, the journey towards inner peace and happiness requires consistent dedication and effort. To elevate the mind, we must control our senses and daily engage in meditation. Through concentration, we can slowly let go of worldly pleasures. Stimulating the mind and senses only creates unrest, disrupting our meditation practice. It is crucial to avoid steering the mind with lingering thoughts of past sorrows. Revisiting painful memories only serves to disrupt the tranquility of the mind. The intricate dance between the mind and the brain is a delicate balance where emotions and desires in the mind have a profound impact on the brain's chemistry and vice versa. While techniques like psychoanalysis and hypnosis may seek to unearth past memories for healing, they can inadvertently resurface old wounds and trigger physical symptoms. Engaging in meditation involves focusing and cleansing the mind by constantly contemplating a specific subject, such as God and His qualities. Through this practice, the mind is purified and healed, leading to an increase in goodness and a removal of negative emotions like lust, greed, and anger. The happiness derived from meditating on God is pure and long-lasting, unlike the temporary pleasure from sensory experiences that can eventually lead to suffering. By strengthening the mode of goodness through meditation, one can reduce the influence of passion and ignorance, leading to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. Through this process, impurities like lust, anger, and greed are gradually eliminated, resulting in a sense of relief from anxiety and negative tendencies. Engaging in meditation requires discipline, control over our senses and minds. It is important to practice celibacy in our thoughts, words, and actions. It is believed that as eternal beings, we have experienced various forms of pleasure throughout our journey through different life forms. However, in human form, we have the opportunity to elevate ourselves spiritually through meditation and practicing celibacy. The mind born from false ego in the mode of goodness is controlled by the soul, yet has taken control over it. It is like a haunting ghost, leading us astray with impurities like lust, greed, and anger. This impure mind can drive people to commit terrible acts like robbery and murder. It is like a crazed individual that we should not heed. However, since we rely on our mind for thinking, we must ensure it is pure and sane for optimal functioning. Just as we seek efficient tools for other tasks, we should prioritize maintaining and improving the quality of our mind for clarity, memory, and happiness. It is crucial for us to take charge of our minds and cleanse them of impurity. Our minds belong to us, and we must act as their masters rather than their servants. We must exert control over our minds and not allow them to dictate our actions. It is important to recognize that the desires that arise in our minds are not truly our own, but rather distractions from our true purpose of seeking love of God. By engaging in positive thoughts, words, and actions, and by cultivating knowledge, detachment, and meditation, we can overcome the mind's tendency towards negativity and focus on what truly matters. Though the mind can be stubborn and overpower our intelligence, with dedicated practice of meditation and detachment from worldly temptations, we can ultimately gain control over it. The body is likened to a chariot with the five senses acting as horses, each representing sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. The mind serves as the reins that must be controlled in order to steer their senses, while intelligence acts as the driver. The soul is the passenger within this chariot known as the body. Without proper control and direction from the driver, the senses can easily run wild, chasing after their respective objects of desire. The living being, unaware of their true purpose, indulges in sensory pleasures without making any progress towards their ultimate destination. Life after life, the soul is caught in a cycle of birth and death, driven by the desire of the mind and senses. Forgotten is the deep longing for a loving relationship with God and the ultimate goal of reaching the divine abode. The consequences of past actions, whether good or bad, act as the wheels of chariot, shaping the experiences of life of the living being in this world. The purpose of religion, knowledge, and meditation is to cleanse and purify the mind. The saying, Manjita Jagjita, emphasizes that by conquering the mind, one can conquer the world. If one's mind is constantly preoccupied with worldly thoughts instead of focusing on the spiritual growth, then all achievements and progress are ultimately meaningless. No matter how far we travel or what clothes we receive, true fulfillment can only be found by purifying and mastering our own minds. In the sacred text of Bhagavad Gita, the divine Krishna imparts timeless wisdom, declaring that a person's own mind can either be their greatest friend or their fiercest enemy. Lord Krishna paints a vivid picture of the mind as a powerful force capable of either elevating one to higher spiritual realms or dragging them down into the pit of self-destruction. For those who have mastered their mind, it becomes a loyal companion, guiding them towards enlightenment and inner peace. However, for those whose minds wander uncontrollably, it becomes a treacherous adversary, leading them astray and causing untold suffering. Lord Krishna's words serve as a poignant reminder of the profound impact our thoughts and emotions can have on our journey towards self-realization. The presence of an inner and uncontrolled mind can be likened to living with a formidable enemy. This mind is like a powerful army, with soldiers such as lust, anger, greed, jealousy, attachment, and illusion ready to attack and destroy us if left unchecked. Some may search for external demons, not realizing that the true adversary lies within their own impure and unruly mind. If this mind is not tamed and cleansed, it will only grow stronger and overpower our intelligence and inner being. The true enemy is not external, but resides within us. An impure mind brings suffering, anxiety, and despair as it is tormented by various negative emotions. However, when the mind is purified, it brings joy and peace, much like a steady flame that illuminates rather than darkens. Our impure mind is the root of our unhappiness, but through purification, it becomes the source of our contentment. The mind holds the power to either imprison us or set us free. When the mind is consumed by thoughts of worldly pleasures, It changes the soul, leads to its deterioration. On the other hand, when the mind is detached from these temptations, it paves the way for the soul's liberation. By focusing on thoughts of divinity, the mind can bring about a state of blissful freedom from the shackles of materialism. While many advocates for various liberation movements, true liberation lies in freeing the soul from the confines of the physical body and breaking free from the endless cycle of life and death. Throughout history, it has been proven time and time again that even the mightiest conquerors eventually meet their downfall. The land they believe they had dominance over remains, but they themselves are no longer present. They made the mistake of not realizing the true conquest lies within oneself. In mastering one's own mind, that is often swayed by the distractions of the physical world. A true hero is one who achieves victory over their own mind through the detachment from material desires and a deep connection to the divine through contemplation and meditation. Just as a matter becomes clouded with dust and impurities, the mind can also become clouded with negative emotions like lust, greed, and anger, which lead to spiritual degradation. By cleansing and purifying our minds through meditation and focusing on God, we can clear away these impurities and see our true spiritual selves reflected back at us. It is only when our minds are completely pure that we can fully experience joy and spiritual fulfillment. According to the Bhagavad Gita, reaching a state of perfection known as trance samadhi involves fully controlling the mind through the practice of yoga. In this state, one is able to see their true self and a clear and pure mind, finding joy and contentment within. This state is marked by experiencing boundless spiritual bliss through spiritual senses, leading to complete liberation from the suffering caused by material attachment. The verse from Bhagavad Gita suggests that our spiritual senses, which allow us to experience boundless joy through meditation, are currently obscured by our subtle body. This subtle body, comprised of the mind, intelligence, and false ego, is a reflection of our true spiritual essence. Our physical body is a manifestation of these spiritual senses, which are the foundation of our mind, intelligence, and physical senses. When our mind is influenced by the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, we experience happiness or sorrow based on our mental state. However, through deep meditation and spiritual consciousness, we can transcend the influence of these modes and experience true bliss through our spiritual senses. The soul is the truest sense of who we are. And by connecting with our spiritual self through meditation on God, we can enjoy limitless joy. Those who have reached this state have no interest in the fleeting pleasures of this material world, as they understand that true fulfillment comes from within. The yoga meditation system outlined in the Bhagavad Gita involves 8 limbs, including abstaining from evil, spiritual observations, posture, control of life air, withdrawal of the mind from sense objects, concentration, meditation, and realization of God. In the state of perfection known as samadhi, the mind transcends material influences and operates in harmony within the divine. To practice this system, one must let go of desires from sensory pleasures and material gain, and the focus of meditating on God within oneself. This practice requires isolation and discipline, which can be challenging in today's busy and anxiety-filled world. However, incorporating yoga into daily life can still benefit mental and physical health, with the use of spiritual sound and meditation being particularly recommended for spiritual growth in modern times. The holy name of God is revealed by God when He descends to this world and is mentioned in the scriptures. All the great devotees of the Lord, such as Namacharya Haridas, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, who composed the Govinda Damodar Stotra, Jaydev Goswami, who composed Geet Govinda, Surdas and Meera, both of whom composed and sang the glories of Krishna, stressed the chanting of the holy name. Shankaracharya, in his famous couplet, Bhaj Govindam, Bhaj Govindam, stresses the chanting of the holy name of Govinda or Krishna, as only Krishna can liberate us. Therefore, it is recommended that we should always chant the holy name of God. This gradually brings one to the stage of perfection and meditation called Samadhi, in which the mind is exclusively concentrated on God. The chanting of the holy name of God, His glories, qualities and pastimes, and hearing them attentively brings one into direct association with the Lord. God is unlimited and He has many names pertaining to His qualities, relations and pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specifically propagated the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Hare Krishna mantra liberates the mind of all material anxieties and conceptions and awards love of God. Presently, we are under the illusion of false ego, by which we think that I am this body and I am a product of matter. But as we chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, repetitively, the material impurities will be cleansed away from our mind and we will practically realize our true ego, that I am a soul and not this body or the mind. Hare is an address to God's spiritual pleasure potential, Radharani, to engage us in the loving service of the Supreme God, Krishna. Krishna means all attractive and Rama means full of pleasure. Krishna and Rama are the holy names of God. We should sing this mantra in a congregation with others, and also we should specifically chant it on beats continuously. A string of 108 beats with one extra central beat is made, and it is recommended for beginners to chant at least 16 rounds on this daily for meditation. The complete Hare Krishna mantra is chanted on each beat except the big central beat. That means the mantra is chanted 16 times, 108 times to regulate our meditation. The string beads are kept in a small cloth bag, and each bead is held by the thumb and the middle finger while chanting the mantra before proceeding on to the next bead, and the index finger is kept outside the bag. While chanting, the mind is to be kept on hearing the sound of the mantra. One may chant softly or loudly, repeating the Hare Krishna mantra rapidly. The holy name of God is God Himself, and thus we associate with God by keeping our mind on hearing the sound. The mind is fickle by nature, but we should consciously pull it back from stray thoughts and keep it on the sound. Also, our life should be detached from sensuality. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says that the mind is fickle and very difficult to control. Krishna responds that this is indeed true, but the mind can be controlled by detachment from sensuality and by constant practice of meditation. In a moment, we shall begin mantra meditation. And let us remind ourselves that for the next 40 to 45 minutes, all we will be doing is sitting and living in the moment, allowing ourselves just to be. This is all that matters. Naturally, from time to time, the mind will wander, and this is completely fine. What we must do is gently guide the mind back to the breath and the sound. Continue with normal breathing. And now we begin to recite the mantra. It is a very gentle mantra. It is called Maha Mantra. Maha means great. So this is the great mantra. The chanting of the holy name of God is transcendental meditation and is above all religious principles and moral codes, which function under the modes of nature. The holy name of God is completely independent, and anyone may chant it free of cost. It does not depend upon initiation by a guru. One who controls his senses and chants the holy name experiences peace and bliss. Let's do some practice. But before, let's prepare for it. Now please repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Now let's do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, focus your attention on the sound and vibration it creates. Let go of any distracting thoughts and immerse yourself fully in the sound of the mantra. At the same time, as you chant the mantra, visualize the meaning and energy of the words. Imagine the mantra creating a protective and empowering aura around you. This visualization will help you align your intention with the essence of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Now please repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now let's do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now, let's follow the music and sing along. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
can make radio.